got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast anywhere in the world. But anywhere in the world, you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Thursday again. Remember last week we were having a women's forum on Thursday, the first one of the year, and now it's Thursday again. What the? And not only is it Thursday, and because we love the Bible Thumpers, we want to give them a little bit more time because it's difficult with the Bible Thumpers. They always have these scriptures in their head. So they'll ask you a question, and rather than listening to the answer, they'll just write on the next scripture. So I understand that. So you're like, let's be patient with the Bible Thumpers, too, because we love the Bible Thumpers. So, it is Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a bastard.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Fire! Fire! I can't get past white people acting like that. That's a black thing. Becoming what you hate. Amazing! Bible Thumper Thursday. James, what is a drunk bastard? He said he's drunk as a bastard.
No, he did not.
Huh?
He said he's drunk as a badger.
A badger?
Yeah.
Someone that badger you all the time?
No. A badger is actually, a badger is an animal.
Oh, he's drunk as an animal?
Mm-hmm. But he got the saying wrong, because the saying is mad or angry or something like that as a badger. And drunk is drunk as a skunk. Although skunks, to my knowledge, I don't know if skunks get drunk, but skunks do stink, and drunks do as too. and it rhymes.
And so he's drunk as a badger. Mm-hmm. Meaning he's drunk as an animal.
Right. But it sounds great to say it, even though it doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It just sounds great to say it.
And he didn't really mean... Oh, there
go, a bastard.
Is that a badger? Cool.
They look like a skunk.
Oh, you're right.
What?
Google Images says badger, a honey badger particularly.
I heard that a honey badger is not actually a badger.
Oh.
But I don't know.
Well, here's a normal badger.
Because what do I know?
According to Wikipedia.
Where are badgers located?
That I don't know either.
They don't have them in the United States.
This
I've never
an
seen
American
one.
Badger.
That doesn't mean that they don't have them in the United States just because you never have seen one.
They say American badgers are located here.
Ah, not Alabama specifically. Everywhere but Alabama.
That's why I haven't seen one.
Awesome.
Amazing.
And what does a skunk look like?
Very similar to a badger, incidentally. But, you know, with a white stripe across the back.
Yeah, exactly. And the fluffy tail.
Yeah, fluffier.
Here is
not as strong.
A badger. I mean, a skunk.
Skunks are smaller.
It looked like a badger.
And fluffier.
It looked like a baby badger.
Yeah.
Right?
All of them are very cute.
Oh, they are?
I knew someone who had a skunk as a pet.
For a white person, they are cute. As a white person, I find them cute.
Someone had a skunk.
As a pet.
Did they sleep on the bed?
They had the skunk everywhere.
So they must have had a...
Did he de-stink them?
They must have had a stinking house.
I always wondered that. I never did know.
Did they go to school smell like a skunk?
Mm-mm.
Or work?
Nope.
That's cool.
What a mess. Baba Thumper Thursday. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. As you all know, I do a lot of counseling, and I have counseled people that, and am counseling people that I would never tell who they are or what they're doing, but I had no idea the impact that evil has on people, all human beings. There's not one that is not influenced by evil, and they think that it's them because everyone has told everyone, even though they read the Bible, they still tell you that it's you. And as a result, human beings are suffering around the world. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven, by the way, by phone, Skype, or walk-in. So, intervention family counseling. If you want counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND, all right? But my point is, I had no idea the impact that evil has on all human beings of all color. It's truly hell on earth inside of human beings. And it's not the. And another thing I realized too, because I hear it all the time, people who are suffering, they are keeping it a secret from Christians. Even quote unquote Christians are keeping it a secret from Christians. And I'm like, why? As though I didn't understand. But I'm asking why. Because they know that Christian people are the most judgmental, hateful, angry, evil people on the planet. And they judge everyone except themselves. And so a lot of family members and friends and wives, husbands, and others are afraid to let it be known or let it be said because they know that Christians are judging them. And so they quietly suffer. And in that quietly suffering, it's not because they're quietly suffering and understanding how to overcome the situation, the possession, because all human beings are possessed. And the ones who read the Bible are the most possessed. The more intellectual you are with the Bible or education or whatever, the more wicked you are. Have you ever noticed that? The Christians, and then the Christians think that people hate them because they read in the Bible. Well, if you hate it, Christ said, if they hate you for my name's sake, don't worry. Something like, don't worry. They hated me, so they got to hate you too. And so the Christians thinking that the people hated them because they're supposed to be following Christ. No, they're hating Christians because Christians are very wicked and judgmental. They are the worst. And if you doubt me, just pay attention. Well, most people already know it. But the more Bible they know and the more studies they do, the worse they are. The Bible says that too much studying makes your soul weary. I now understand why. I know what that means, too. And so for those people who are locked into the darkness of your struggles, inner struggles in life, I want you to know is that you're right in not letting Christians know or Allahu Akbar know or the Jews know or anyone. But what I want you to know is that whatever suffering you're going through inwardly in your mind and in your body is not you. It's not you at all. And I promise you that. And God knows that too. So God and his son Christ are not judging you at all because they both know that it's not you. The real you, and I promise you this, have never done anything wrong in your entire life. And so you have no reason to feel guilty. Don't blame anyone else, and don't blame yourself. It is really sad for the sake of communication, consciously. It's sad to see the suffering that is happening, and human beings think that it's them. And so when you run into the Christians who are judging abortion or judging whatever it is that they're judging, forgive them. They, too, are lost. They know the Bible, but they have no idea about God or love or anything. They don't have the mind of God at all. And that's why they are conflicted. And then they are conflicted, and they think the Holy Spirit is conflicting them. What the? They literally think that the Holy Spirit is judging them just like Satan judged them. And it's not true at all. They think the Holy Spirit is a feeling of sadness or joy, or they really believe that they're being convicted and not knowing that there's no one there to convict because they don't know that they're being convicted by darkness. Satan tempts you, and when you carry out the temptation, he accuses you. And you think it's the Holy Spirit because you've been lied to by other Christians that it is the Holy Spirit. And it's no wonder that evil is having such an impact on the world. And the world is in a mess, even my country. And it's going to get worse. For so many reasons, number one reason is that you have parents that are losers, meaning that they have not been that perfect example for you. And so you're repeating what the parents have done because you hate the parents, especially the mother, and you're becoming like what you hate, and it goes on from generation to generation, all races, male and female. It doesn't have to be that way for the man or the woman who start, the male or the female who start to get to know themselves, that little light that says, hey, get to know yourself. See what's gone on with you. See what's gone on with you. And all that studying of the Bible ain't going to help you at all. Matter of fact, it's going to hinder you. Because it's already done. Everything is done. It's finished. And the kingdom of heaven is on earth in you. It's already here. It's at hand. But you want to accept it because you read the Bible. Some dumb preacher who is a hater of God and of the truth and told you that, oh, one day, someday, it's going to come. And to look here and look there and wait, it's coming. When you die or whatever. And you've been lied to. It's finished. It is done. And Christ has already returned. And he's inside of you. And for those males and females who are working on themselves around the world, and I talk to them every day, you stay with it and quietly suffer within. And forgive the Bible reading people, whether it's a Quran Bible or the King James Bible or now the AI Bible, or the fake preachers who are telling you that salvation is coming and whatever else they tell you, or who are interpreting the Bible for you. You got to forgive them. Don't be angry at them. They're blind and cannot see. Forgive them. They know not what they do. They are enemies of God. Christians and religion, of all kind of religion, and whether you're Christian, Jewish, Allahu Abba, Muslim, whatever, the teachers, those teachers are enemies of God. They hate God. And you can bank on that. That's why you never get free. That's why you never are free of the torment that you have going on within. Some of the meanest, nasty people are those who read the Bible. They have anger, they have fear, they have doubt, they have worries, they're jealous, and they pretend that they're not, and they overreact just like that. But you must forgive. And in forgiving, you must suffer quietly. And the inner suffering of the mind and emotion, the greater the pain is, the sooner you will be free. You must suffer greatly of all loss if you want to overcome the world. The loss of material things, the loss of family members, friends, and whatever, sickness. You got to suffer greatly. Ain't no way around it if you want to be free. Christ did it. Christ suffered greatly. People think that Christ suffered carrying the cross, being put up on the cross. That may have been some physical suffering in that, but that's not the suffering that Christ is talking about. Christ is talking about inner thoughts and emotional suffering. That's the cross you must bear. And you got to bear it without complaining about it. You got to bear it without calling it you. You got to bear it knowing that it's not you. even though it sounds like you and it feels like you, but it's not you. And I promise you, and it's not because I'm doing it. I'm just telling you, pointing you to the source that will do it for you. I promise you, if you do it and you stay with it, I promise you, you shall receive eternal life. You shall receive it. But you can't hate. You can't blame. You can't cry. You can't fake it. You can't. You cannot. You absolutely cannot be into thoughts. If you're thinking, then you and your father, the devil, small God, Satan, not the big God, God, capital G, you and Satan are one. If you're into thinking about the truth, about God, about Christ, and you're into quoting the scripture like that, Satan is your God. You, and I promise you that. And it's amazing. I mean, some of the things I hear, I understand why, but people, Christ went amongst everyone, anyone that wanted to hear the truth, because he knew that it wasn't them, but it was the spirit of evil that were possessing them, and it made them think and act and do the things that they were doing and had done. But Christians, they don't see that at all. They don't see it in themselves, so they can't see it in others. And when I say Christian, I'm talking about the Muslim too and all religion. God have nothing. Christ had nothing and have nothing to do with religion. Why do you think religious people fight one another? They all fight one another. And they all think their religion is the best and the right one. And they give it their religion a name, and then they try to protect the name of their religion, thinking that they're protecting God or something. What a lost world. A lost world. For those men and women who are working on themselves, and there are men and women, all races, because I see them, I talk to them, I meet them, when I'm out and about, they like, thank you. I was a Christian all my life, or I was a Muslim, I was a Jewish, and I was a this. And I never overcame anger until I heard you say we must forgive and be still and know God. And it's tough on them, but they are enduring anyway. You got to stop having a relationship. The only time you need thinking is when you're doing practical things, like making music, a musician, or making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, a wife or mother, or men now who have to cook for themselves. Or if you're driving a car, you need to make sure you keep your eyes on the road. But I promise you, any thought at all about God, any thought about Jesus, any thoughts about past or future, you and the devil are one. In God, in the truth, in the light, there is no thinking. Why would you need to think if you're in the light? Think about that. Now, I'm telling you the thing, right? But meaning, reflect on that. When you're in the sunlight, you don't have to think about being in the sunlight, right? You're in the light. Dummies. You're in the light. Why do you have to think about it? I saw a short news item. I don't know the whole story, so I can't elaborate on that. But there's this female that she's starting this religious tour or whatever she's doing, and her purpose is to crowd, make heaven crowd heaven out or something. I'm like, are you serious? You know that's evil. How are you going to crowd out heaven, heifer? And the people praising the Lord, lifting up all their hands behind it. Blind leaders of the blind. And just because she quoted the scriptures and shared a few tears, they think it's real. I want you to know that there's never, ever, but never, ever, 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 but never, no situation, ever, 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 never, never. I don't care what happened outside of you. There's never a reason to get mad or frustrated or anxiety or stressed or worry. If you do, and you don't stand apart from it and see that it's not you, you and Satan and all of his little demons, y'all are one. You are the devil right here on earth. You are the devil. And but you can be free. But you must, without your effort, what I'm about to say, don't you try to make this happen, because you make it happen, it ain't going to work. You must be willing, without your effort, to lose it all. What did Christ say to the... It's Baba Thumper, right? So I'm thumping. What did Christ say to the rich young ruler? He's like, Christ, I want to follow you. What can I do to follow you? And he had everything. I wonder if he was white or was he Jewish? He could not have been black and having everything. I'm playing black people. I'm just joking. But how can I follow you? Christ said, oh, really? You really want to follow me? He let go and give away all that you have, everything, and follow me. And he was like, what the? Oh, he must be black then. If he said, what the? What the? A white man would have said, are you serious? And a Jew would have said, hell no. But he couldn't do it. Meaning that he couldn't give up his mama. He couldn't give up his wife. He could not give up his children. He could not give up his false identities. He could not give up his anger, his stress, his resentment, his agitation. He couldn't give up his money. He couldn't give up anything. He like, no. Then Christ said, okay then, whatever. See you later, buddy. And the man went on back into hell. If you can't let it all go and suffer in silence at the loss of it all, then you will never know God, and you will never know his son. And then people are deceiving you when they said, confess Jesus, your Lord and Savior, and believe that he died on the cross and rose again, and you shall be free. They're lying to you about that. And you go do it, and then you go home and you cry, or you get mad, or you act out, or you judge, or you ticked a little bit. Back in a moment, 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Out my book, For Rage to Responsibility, I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. God only knows. Welcome back. That's Hassan and yeah, yay. Is it yay or y'all?
Yay, you got it.
That's Hassan and y'all.
Yay.
Yay. Better known as Kanye. Not, I love that song. God's in control if you let him be in control. He's not going to control your life if you don't let it go. If you want a life, you got to lose a life. It ain't going to work no other way. Read the Bible ain't going to do it. And there's nothing wrong with read the Bible, but not to remember. Not to intellectually hold on to it. Because that's all you will go. That's all the further you'll just be an intellectual lost Bible thumper. And you still cry at night. And you still try to control. What a mess. Announcements. Brand new episode of Punch It TV. You can podcast it. Yesterday, Wednesday. Every Wednesday, they record a brand new episode, and it was very interesting. Check it out. Punchy TV. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, no S, .tv. And then, tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a fun and interesting discussion with the ShamWow guy, Vince Others, offers. He is an entrepreneur, CEO, and a pop cultural icon. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I have with me the ShamWow guy.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow.
All the algorithms need to be transparent and say, oh, this guy's talking about trans. Oh, let's suppress him. I'm like, okay, this is like discrimination. This is like a black guy in the 1940s going in the back of the bus. What's going on here? Nazism, communism, they use the same playbook. If you don't follow them, okay, now canceled. I feel like I'm in a therapist session here. Just a therapy. You get both. You get podcast and therapy.
What? No. The ShamWow guy is amazing. Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Check it out, thefallenstate.tv. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member, and I do appreciate it, for helping us to help others. Go to the YouTube channel there or thefallenstate.tv or
JesseLeePeterson.locals.com.
Oh, yeah, JesseLeePeterson.eblack. JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. And I do appreciate it. Let me do, don't forget to like these videos. So let me just say, for those men and women, you don't have to be you anymore. You don't have to be unhappy. you don't have to be sad. All of your tears have been wiped away. You are not a sinner. Salvation is of the heart. When you stop, when you admit that you have anger and that you're evil because you judge, you're playing God, go and forgive your mother, forgive your every human being if you want to be free. Forgive. Don't ask for forgiveness from anyone. Human beings cannot and do not forgive. We have to admit that we're wrong for judging, for playing God. And then the heart will change. Go and forgive, and you shall be forgiven. I'm sorry. And forgiveness is not like, oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have slapped you upside the head. That's not forgiveness. That's just putting the thing on hold for a minute so it can smack you again. Forgiveness is when you truly see that you're wrong for being angry, for being resentful, for being agitated. I'm wrong. I realize now you couldn't help yourself either. I'm wrong. And God will forgive you. I promise you that. And you shall be free. Free from within. So I want to just say, and then I'm going to take some calls and stuff here. According to Isaiah 43:2, and this is from all human beings who are willing to die from the false self, the ego death, not the physical death, but the ego death. I want you to know, if you should do this, you will know that God and his Son and the Holy Spirit is with you. And the Holy Spirit is not a song and a dance and an emotional carry-on kind of thing, all right? Just for those who want it. Those who don't want it, you want to believe that crap that you believe, go ahead. That's on you. You have a right to stay lost. But for those who want to overcome, and there are so many, which is still not most, that want and are overcoming. Isaiah 43:2. When I pass through the waters, when you pass through the waters, I don't know if this is original the way they wrote it or just AI or what it is, right? But I understand it. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Now, I don't know. I'm going to have to read my real Bible instead of AI Bible. I think just AI. But what it's saying is that when you are willing to die, suffer, and die from the false self, when you're going through the fear of the death, when you're going through the worry of the death, when you're quiet in it and not murmuring and complaining about it, when it gets so heavy on you that it feels like you can't bear it, but you do it anyway, the greater the pain, the sooner the death will end. When you're willing to do that, when you want to cry about it, but you don't cry anyway. Or if you do, let some tears come, you let them pass, but don't call them you. When thoughts are overwhelming you, like, no, what are you doing? Where is God now? Why is it taking so long? Why this? This is too painful. When you're willing to endure that, knowing that it's not you. When you're willing to lose mama, daddy, brother, sister, friends, so-called friends, whatever. When you can become a doormat for the ego, not your physical self, but the ego, become a doormat. He's with you. But you got to go through that. And I promise you, the greater the pain, you're not going to reach heaven from within or without until you go through hell, until you quietly suffer through hell. And don't let, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving you medical advice, but don't let some stupid psychiatrist, psychologist, or some medical doctor give you medicine for spiritual pain. It's going to stop you. You're not going to go through the valley or the shadow of death, and God is not with you. But you got to do it. And don't let the world tell you, oh, you're suffering. You should not be suffering. They're lying to you. Because you'll soon discover you have never suffered. It was the demons, the devil that made a home in you, in your mind, that is suffering. Because it doesn't want to leave your mind. The emotion of it doesn't want to leave your body. So it cry out. And it pretends it's crying out to God. But it's crying out to you to make you stop. Walk away from the light and back into the darkness of your imagination so that it can live in you. Christ knew and knows that it was never you. That's why he doesn't judge you. God doesn't judge you, never judge you. God doesn't convict you, nor does the Holy Spirit or Christ. Satan does that. Why would God convict you if you've never done anything wrong? And they lie to you when they say, oh, you're being convicted. The preacher or the Bible thumpers or whomever. They're lying to you because they're lost. They only have it intellectually, and they read the Bible, and then they think what they read, because not knowing that Satan is interpreting it for them, they think that they got it. But you must go through the valley of the shadow of death. Ain't no way around it. And then you will rise again as Christ did, and you shall have life. You will rise up, and you will have the mind of God. You will know what Christ know and knew, and you will have the mind of God. I promise you, he will give you a new mind. He will renew your old mind and give you a new, clear mind. Really. It's not about all this other stuff you've been told. And it's for those, I'm telling those who want, I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you did 1,000 years ago or this morning. And for the people who are already having Friday, for Thursday in your life, and now it's Friday morning in your life, it doesn't matter. All you need to do is stay present. And when you are present, when you're right in the moment all the time instead of your head, when you're in your head about anything, you and the devil are one. But you don't know you're the devil because the devil doesn't know he's the devil. Darkness doesn't know that it's dark. That's why the darkness needs the light for the reflections to see that it's dark. You're not going to know that you're the devil or that you're dark until a little light starts to glimmer, starts to flicker inside of you. And you're going to see, wow, I'm dark. I'm evil. And then the light get brighter and the darkness starts to disappear. And the light get brighter and the darkness starts to disappear. And the light gets brighter and the darkness starts to disappear. And the light get brighter and there's no more darkness. No more sorrow. No more sadness. No more pain. No more loneliness, no more holding on to anyone or anything. No more trying to have this great career and get this big house and get married and have children and suffer. All that disappear. So Isaiah 43:2 applies to the man or the woman, the male or the female that works on yourself from within. It ain't about this church going singing and whooping and hollering, carrying on, reading the Bible studies and all that. You're never going to be free. There's not one person on the planet who is free from doing that. Not one. You're free when you become a dummy. When you're free, when you don't know what you want, when you don't know what you need, when you don't think about God, when you don't think about Christ, when you don't think about the past or the future, when there is no thinking. But do what you want. Because life is a gift from God, and he will let you do whatever you want with that gift. He's not going to say, okay, since you're not listening, I'm going to take the gift away from you. He doesn't operate that way. He leads you in hell, and he's not feeling sorry for you. Stop feeling sorry for the lost. They want to be lost. People want people are lost because that's what they want. People have anger because that's what they want. People are judgmental and unhappy and they cry at night because that's what they want. Because if they didn't want it, they would drop it. Just like that. It'll be done. They would just drop it. Because it's already done. All you have to do is drop it. And it is finished. And you will have everlasting life. While you're right here on the earth, you think Christ or God wants you to have life after you die physically? That doesn't even make sense. There ain't no life. You want life at abundantly right now. Why you want to wait? You want to be miserable, and then when you die, you're gonna miss out on the fun. What the? 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Kentucky. Steve out of Kentucky. Steve, you are on the air.
Jesse, I've been a long time, not a long time listener, but probably the first couple, about 2 years or so. And I've been trying to explain to my son, who's just turned 21, how he must forgive me because... Oh, now he's saying he don't want to talk. He did say he wanted to talk, but now he doesn't want to.
Okay, no, I'll talk.
Okay.
Hello?
Ed, what's your name? What's your first name?
Nate.
Nate. Good to meet you, Nate. Do you want to be on the phone right now?
Yeah.
You don't mind?
I don't mind.
And so, do you have a question?
No. What? What were you saying, Ted?
Well, I was trying to explain to him, kind of miserably, how he must forgive me to forgive his mom so he can know true happiness in his heart. And I have a very tough time explaining that to him, and he's kind of struggling right now with employment and just, in my opinion, just the how to become a man, I guess.
And so you say his name is Nate?
Yes, sir.
Nate, do you agree with anything your father just said?
Yeah.
And are you struggling in life?
A little bit.
And why?
I have a part-time job right now where I do landscaping, at parks around the city.
Right.
And, but I have been trying to get a second job.
And you're 21?
Yeah.
Are you living on your own or with your parents?
With my dad.
And why are you not living on your own?
I just can't really afford it.
Are you married?
No.
You have children?
No.
But what do you mean you can't afford it? It's just you.
Yeah, no, that's part of the reason why I've been trying to find a second job, for some more money. I'm really making a living wage at the moment.
Jesse, I'm going to go ahead and just let you talk to him by himself so he can kind of talk.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
So, Nate, when your father's... You're welcome. Nate, when your father say you need to forgive him, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, we've had a...
Speak up a little bit, right into the phone.
Oh, sorry. You know, we've got a kind of butted heads, you know, over, you know, when I didn't have any job, I was just, you know, unemployed. I didn't make him happy. So we kind of butted heads over that. But I don't hate my dad or anything. I love my dad. My dad, you can't make me. I'll never hate my dad or my mom. So and he's so, already forgiven. And he's done a lot for me. You know, he lets me live here with him.
And you so know? where did your anger come from? How did you become angry?
I guess because, you know, just him getting on me about stuff. And I'm just kind of like, you know, to me, it was like he was just kind of preaching. And I was like, whatever. You know?
Yeah. So, but you were angry before that when you were a little kid. What made you angry as a kid?
What made me angry as a kid?
When you were a kid, what made you become angry?
I don't know. Just all kinds of stuff. I mean, I didn't really have anything like, how do I say it? I didn't like hold anger in my heart, if you know what I mean.
But if you have it is in your heart.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's hard to remember.
Oh, okay. Were you, your parents were together, and are they still together or are they separated?
No, they're separated.
And were they together when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And when did your father leave your mother, or your mother left your father?
They divorced in 2016, so I was about 11 or 12 then.
Oh, okay. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah.
And did you tell her you forgive her for what she's done to you?
No, I haven't.
So then you have not forgiven her. Why haven't you told her that you forgive her for what she's done to you?
I don't know. I mean, I've tried to make it clear to her that, like, I don't, you know, what happened. You all, you know, they got divorced, and, you know, it is what it is, and just got to keep going forward because, you know, she's already married, and she's already remarried.
But why haven't you forgiven her for she recreated you in her image. You became just like her because she imposed herself on you, her will on you. Made you angry, and you became like her. Why haven't you forgiven her for that? Because she's not a good person. And I don't know who Steve is, and I don't know you or your mother, but I promise you, your mother is not a good person. Why haven't you forgiven her?
Well, what makes you say that? Is that something like...
Because good parents don't make children angry.
Yeah.
That make sense?
Yeah.
Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah.
I got to take a break.
Okay.
888-773-7773. 888-77-JESSE. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
Or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind. And none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
It's
some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. The mess getting cleaned up by our greatest president in some areas. Nice. It's a lot of mess to clean up, though, so making a little headway. It is Thursday, the 22nd, Bible Thumper Thursday, that is, 22nd of January, A.D. 2026. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to your super chats. We do see them. We appreciate them. And some great, great stories, all right? It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, former First Lady Michelle Obama, Big Mama herself, says she believes that the United States is moving closer to having a woman president. Oh, the horror. In a newly released interview, she clarified her earlier comments. It was a big hullabaloo in which she had suggested the country was not yet ready for a woman president. What a mess, huh? Sick. Anyway, the cleanup. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and his immigration crackdown. The Trump administration is now extending their immigration crackdown to Maine. The state, it is a state, did you know, with a sizable Somali population in Maine. Thanks, Obama, probably, maybe. I don't know who's to blame, who all. The campaign dubbed Operation Catch of the Day by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officially launched Wednesday, yesterday. The agency said this comes as federal ICE officers are asserting sweeping power to enter people's homes forcefully. Forcefully. Pardon my cracking. I'm growing. Without a judge's warrant. And that's according to an internal ICE memo obtained by the far-left extremist anti-American, anti-white, anti-Christian Associated Press, AP. Woo. This marks a sharp departure from long-standing guidance aimed at protecting constitutional rights of illegals and their harborers on government searches. But we have let the illegal alien situation get ridiculously out of control, so we have to take more and more what some might call ridiculous measures to clean up the ridiculousness. The Trump administration has poured thousands of federal officers, agents, into Minneapolis and St. Paul, the Twin Cities, also where there's a sizable Somali population. And nice. Davos, the World Economic Forum, underway in Davos, Switzerland. You may have been hearing news about that over the past couple of days. Global so-called leaders, hear that, flat earthers, global leaders, are meeting to discuss a wide range of issues. Earlier today, President Donald J. Trump unveiled his Board of Peace, which will oversee Gaza's reconstruction and seek to resolve global conflicts. Dozens of countries, including Russia, have been invited to join the board. At least peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Trump is God's man. At least 20 have accepted so far, but European allies are not among them. On Wednesday, Trump addressed also in the forum in a speech saying he has formed the framework of a future deal for Greenland, and he is ruling out the use of military force to acquire the territory. And I think he even said that he's not going to necessarily tariff the people or something like that. You know, the European nations that are mad about it. But I don't know. Winter storm, a major winter storm's blowing through. One of the most extreme and widespread in years, set to lash more than two dozen states. That's more than 24 later this week. Severe conditions could stretch more than 1,500 miles. That's 1,500. From the plains across the south and into the northeast, widespread travel disruptions are expected on roads and at airports. And long-lasting power outages also possible. So get your generators and maybe you make solid, old-growth cabins that are nice and airtight, that don't get cold real fast like your modern homes do. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, for those who want to know themselves. If you don't want it, suffer and die. It's up to you. But for those who want to know themselves and overcome evil with good, do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't watch the show right now, you can podcast, but no matter what you're doing, chasing ice, pretending that you love the illegals more than you love the American citizens, trying to run over ice with your automobile, or getting shot, you fought the law, but the law won. You could be listening to the show on your phone. And then when you get home or somewhere private, you can podcast. But you can listen on your phone by calling. It's not. They're not going to put it up. Oh, you put it up. 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Or to donate and have your comments read out loud, we are going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, and every Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers, they need help. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Look at, turn around, look at these people.
He's drunk as a bastard.
From the Lord. I got what I wanted. From the Lord. I'll go
from
back
the
to
Lord.
Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They
well,
don't believe
Kingdom
in
Baptist.
Tongues, but God said it. I want it.
What the? You ain't gonna get it that way, buddy. I feel like going on. 888-77, what a mess. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to Nate. I put him on hold because of the time it ran out there in the first hour. Hey, Nate.
Hello.
So, why haven't you forgiven your mother for imposing her will on you and making you mad and recreating her image? Why haven't you gone and forgiven her for that?
I'm not really sure.
How will you overcome anger? Because your mother can help herself. Her mother did it to her. And her mother did it to her, and they do it to their children. And if you don't overcome the anger, you're going to do it to your children. How will God forgive you if you don't forgive your mother for what she's done? She couldn't help herself. She's not a good person.
Well, I mean,
How will you be free if you don't forgive her? You become like what you hate. And so your anger is your mother's anger.
Yeah.
How will you be free if you don't go face her and forgive her?
I don't know. I guess. What do you think would be the first step to forgive her?
By seeing that you do have this anger that is wrong to be angry because it's hurting you and keeping you in misery, and realize that she couldn't help herself. Just as you can't help yourself, this anger is controlling you. You don't want to be angry and frustrated, but you can't help it. She could not help herself. So in seeing that, go to her, shaking in your boots, and don't cater to her. Just say, hey, you know, I have been resenting you all my life because you were controlling or whatever she was doing. And she brought this other man into your life and all that. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. If she say, oh, I'm sorry, son, I was wrong, or she blame your daddy and somebody else, or whatever she does is on her. Don't argue with her. Don't try to prove anything. I'm sorry for resenting you, mother, and God will forgive you, Nate, and I promise you everything will start to change for you.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm always going to want to, you know, have a relationship with my parents, no matter how much they anger me.
But you're not going to have the right relationship until you forgive them, knowing that they couldn't help themselves. And then you will be free. They will still be in their misery, but you will be free. I promise you that. And nobody and no one and no situation can ever make you angry, emotional again. You'll be a free man.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
So you got to face your mother and forgive her, and then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He just didn't know how to deal with her because he married his mother. Every man married their mother, and they become the boy, she become the mother, and the cycle repeats itself. But once you forgive your mother, you would never be attracted to that spirit anymore. And if you do get married, don't think about being married, but if you do get married, you will not marry your mother, and the woman will obey you. So forgive your father. He's doing the best he could, too.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Any questions about that?
No. I just want to say, whoever's talking shit about me in the chat, fuck you.
Well, don't curse, but see, that's that anger.
Sorry.
That's that anger that you feel. I want to encourage you, never, ever, ever again think about what someone else think about you or say about you or anything. They can't help it. They're evil as well.
Right.
And see, that's that anger that is causing you to be connected to the world. You got to overcome the world by overcoming the anger, and whatever issue other people have, that's on them. You'll be free.
Right. You know, I shouldn't be dragged down to their level.
Right. But you can't help it. But I promise you, once you forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother, no one can drag you down into anything because you will be free.
Right. Yeah. You can't. I try to not care about other people's opinions too much.
But you can't help it as long as you have anger. When you let the anger go, the resentment and all that, then you won't care. You won't even think about what other people think because you know that they're evil, and that's why they're doing it. They can't help themselves.
Right.
But you got to let your anger go so you can see. And you have an amazing life, man.
Yeah. No, I've come to realize, life every day is a gift, so I shouldn't.
So you appreciate the gift by letting go of the anger so you would never judge anyone again. You will understand that they can't help it.
Right.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me ask, because of time, you said your father preach at you and you tell him to stop. You don't like all that preaching. What do you mean by that?
Just not taking his advice seriously or what he's saying seriously.
By what now? Speak up a little bit.
I said just not taking what he was saying seriously. Just not, I would see it as I was just kind of brush it off as him just being mad and taking that on me, you know?
Yeah. When you tell him to stop preaching at you, does he stop?
No.
Is he still there?
No, he's downstairs.
He's in the same building?
Yeah.
Can you have him pick up the other end of the phone, the other line like he had before? I want to ask him about that. But I want you to stay on the phone, too.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll go to him.
888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. I'm going to get to all of your calls. It is Bible Bumper Thursday. And Nate, can we do some super chats until Nate come back to the phone? He's trying to get his father from downstairs.
Sure. Super chat.
Super. That shirt you have on is amazing. That punchy design on that color shirt is beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Jesse, I'm here.
Hey, okay. Steve.
Yes, sir.
And Nate, you on the other line?
He's in the room with us.
Can he hear? He can hear me and you?
Yes, sir.
So Nate said that you preach at him and he tell you to stop, but you don't stop. Is that true that you preach at him?
I try not to. I try to just encourage him to do what I feel like needs to be done, like not lay around all day, go out, get a job, look for employment. Don't be sleeping in till noon.
Is it true that you preach at him?
Yes, sir.
And what right do you have to preach at someone that doesn't want to hear it?
As his father, I feel like I need to give him direction.
But preaching at him is not giving him direction. Preaching at him is not giving him direction.
Then I really don't know a recourse other than...
How about not preaching at him? And then instead just say, hey, Steve, Nate, you're 21 now. I'm going to let you stay here for 6 months or however long, and you need to get a job and start taking care of yourself. If you want to stay here, you got to pay rent and all that. And then leave him alone. Let him do it. Let him see what he want to do in his own life. You don't have a right to preach at anyone, only turn them away.
So you think set a 6 month, like if you don't get...
Right.
You're act together in 6 months.
And let's say that in 6 months, he has a part-time job, but let's say he doesn't have a full-time job. Then in 6 months, hey, Dad, can I stay here? Yes, Nate, but you got to pay some rent, or you got to pay the light bill or the gas bill. There's a right way to show him without preaching at him.
Okay. I hear you.
That makes sense?
It does. We've done that, but he's still just reluctant. I think I might just make it too comfortable here for him, which just falls on me. But
it's not his fault that you're doing that. If you were serious about him growing up, you let him grow up. Let him be responsible. He can pay rent. If he doesn't pay rent, like any landlord would do, you have to throw him out. But you got to stop preaching at him. He needs your love. He doesn't need your preaching. He doesn't need your mama's love. He needs the perfect love from you.
Yes, sir.
That makes sense?
It does, but it's just very difficult.
Why is it difficult?
Because I don't want to see him fail. I don't want to put him out on the street.
But who are you to not want him to have the life that he wants?
His father.
But you're acting like his mother.
Yeah.
God lets you. God lets you have the life that you want. You work and take care of yourself. Then he's fine with you. You don't. He's fine. He's not going to pressure you to do anything. Why don't you treat Nate the same way?
I guess because I'm let him stay in this child's role.
If you love him, you will let him go and let him grow up. Because he's adult now. You can't do anything about that. You and his mother should have done that when he was a kid. But you didn't at the time. And now you're telling him, but you got to be that example and let him, if he know that he got to go in 6 months, he'll pay some rent there and do something. But he doesn't know how to handle irritation like that because he's angry. He had to overcome that. But you need to stop bugging him. Well, I recommend you do.
Yes, sir. Well, going forward, we'll give him to June.
Well, don't make a quick decision now. When we're done, the two of you sit and talk and work out a deal and keep, like any landlord would do, let him, without reminding him every day he need to get a job, he need to do this, he'll pick up his cross and walk.
God willing.
Nate, what do you think about that?
I think it's a decent idea.
I'm sorry?
I said I think it's a decent idea.
Yeah. When people try to impose the truth on another person, or anything, that's the devil nature in them.
Right.
It's not God's nature. God doesn't impose on anyone. He lets you suffer until you cry out for help.
I guess what's hard is that it's, for me, it's coming from a place of love.
That's not love. There's no pain in love, and love doesn't impose on anyone. There's no force in love that imposes on another or yourself.
You're right.
If you love him, you will let him go and let him suffer.
Well, that's probably going to be in the future then.
How about now? There is no future. There's only now. Right now, treat him with love by stop imposing on him.
Going forward, that's what I'm going to do then.
You're his father. You're supposed to love him, not mama's love, not emotional love. Are you working on yourself, Steve?
I am. I'm trying. I started dry January. I did a dry January, and I had been kind of abusing alcohol for quite a bit. And so right now I've just, I got a kind of a mental clarity once I stopped in January 1st.
Have you forgiven your mother?
No, I don't think that I have.
So then how you expect to show Nate the right thing when you're not done it yourself?
Well, why
haven't you forgotten and forgiven your mother? Because you married your mother.
Well, ideally, I guess so, but they're very two separate people.
No, they're the same spirit. Your father could not handle your mother in the same way you can handle your wife because you married the same spirit that your mother is.
It's very uncomfortable, but I can understand what you're saying.
It's uncomfortable?
Yeah, it is.
In what way? Why is it uncomfortable?
Basically because I don't want to think of my ex-wife as my mother.
But she is. You became the boy, and she became the mother, and she would not obey you because she hated your weakness.
Among other things.
Yes. And she turned your son against you. And your son loved you. He yearned for a father, not another mama.
I think it's making sense now.
Why have you gone and forgiven your mother?
She's really never given me that has come to the surface a reason for me to forgive her. She's always been there for me. She raised me to be strong. And
A mother can't raise a boy or a girl to be strong because there's no strength in a woman. She raised you to be angry and judgmental and controlling.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I'll forgive her tonight.
And you go to her and say, hey, mother, I've been resenting you. You recreated me in your image by making me angry. But now I know you can help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. And whatever she's, oh, it was your daddy. Your daddy. Oh, I was a good mother. Whatever she says, she did the best she could. She didn't have love. She did the best she could. So don't ask for forgiveness, Steve. Forgive her, and God will forgive you. He will change your spirit from the mother spirit to the father spirit. Hello?
Yes, sir. I got you.
Did you forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I have not, and unfortunately passed away a couple years ago.
Well, realize he... Just as you cannot protect Nate from his mother, your father couldn't protect you because he married his mother, and your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother. In the same way you love Nate, your son, you just didn't know how to deal with his mother. And then God will forgive you, but you got to face your mother shaking in your boots.
Yes, she's a pretty strong character, so yeah.
She's a very willful, angry female. Just as Nate's mother is.
Yeah, well, like I said, they're two different characters. I'll just put it that way.
No, they're the same spirit.
Same spirit, two different characters, maybe.
They may have a different in personality, but it's the same spirit. I understand what you mean by that. But I'm going to have to run. Are you doing the silent prayer, Steve?
No, I haven't. I've been meaning to look into that.
Yeah, start doing the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, so you can stay out of the darkness of your imagination, out of thoughts. All thoughts are all evil all the time. All thoughts are all wrong all the time about anything. So do the silent prayer so you can stay out of thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Any questions about that?
No.
All right. So back off of Nate and work on yourself so you can be a father's love to Nate, not a mama's love.
That makes sense.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Bless you, Jesse.
All right. Let me talk to Nate real fast.
Hello.
Hey, Nate.
Yes.
Anything that you've heard or we talked about that you disagree with?
Well, I think you made a decent plan or a decent idea for my dad, but we'll have to start paying the rent. You know, I think that would be a good compromise.
Yeah, start paying something. That way he doesn't feel like he's taking care of you, you're unable to take care of yourself. You should pay something, and then as you make more money, you may be able to buy your own place or pay him a rent, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to encourage you to do the silent prayer, too, and so that you can stay out of your thoughts.
All right. Did you say it was on the website?
Yeah, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
All right. I'll look it up.
Any questions about anything?
No, I mean, I'm just I don't know. Not really, no.
All right. Well, you can call me back if you do have questions or comment. Nate, you have a radio voice. Why don't you start a podcast?
I've thought about it.
You have the voice. The women will go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they always say. Fucking up my voice.
Your voice is so deep and your father's voice is so light. Where you get that voice from?
I have no idea. I thought that too. I thought that was weird too. I don't know why it's such a contrast.
Oh, amazing. So listen, I got to run. So do the silent prayer and then forgive your father and your mother and watch those thoughts, because all thoughts are all lies all the time. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your emotions. You're not your past. You're not your future. So let those thoughts pass and don't call them you, all right?
Okay. Okay. All right.
Any question about that?
No. No.
Any disagreement about anything?
Not really, no.
All right, man.
I think...
You what?
I just want to say, yeah, I think you gave some good advice, and thanks for your time. God bless you.
You too, and let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. I might call back later.
Absolutely. All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing. The truth will help those who want it. No other person can help you but the truth. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
On YouTube, Craig D says, the kingdom of God is within you, so all are perfect. Sounds like a response to a biblical question.
Thank you. I'll put my juices in on Sunday. Thank you.
Someone bought 3 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. What is the heart?
I can tell you what it's not. It's not the blood pumping thing in your body. It's not the physical aspect of your body. It's not that. Do the silent prayer, say prayers, and you'll see what it is. I appreciate that, though. Thank you.
Andrew T. from Derby, UK, bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse and Hake. The reason the saying is drunk as a badger or skunk is that they can eat fermented, overripe fruit, like apples and cherries, that fall from trees. Sometimes they are found in the street, fast asleep or drunk. Birds that eat fruit do as well. What the? Interesting. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Ignorant Hake. Info may be false from Hake.
And that's the first time I ever heard that.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Riley JM, 7 coffees. Amazing.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I absolutely appreciate it. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Rory, a first-time caller out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Rory, you are on the air.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Roll Tide, Brother Jesse.
Right on.
I got a quick question for you.
What part of Alabama are you in?
Andalusia, Covington County.
Oh, okay. Amazing. And your question?
My question is, since God made man in his image, who did he make woman in?
The man's image.
He made the woman out of the man's image?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you were talking about how evil these women are, and I was just wondering.
Yeah, man is made in the image of God, and the woman is made in the image of the man.
Well, thank you, Brother Jesse. I was wondering about that since I've been listening to you.
All right. Thank you, Rory. Call me again, man. Anything else?
I would.
Hold
no,
on.
Sir.
That's it?
Yes, sir. I learned a lot off that preview.
Hold on, Rory. Hold on. Back in a moment. Hold on. My bad.
The spirit of anger
was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of the hour. Not this hour. At 9 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. The guy with the good hair, and he's on fire. He's white. He ain't afraid of no black. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. The Anchor Baby giving back to America. And that way, ICE doesn't have to come looking for him. From 11 to 1 p.m., energy given to him by God. And then check out Punchy and all that kind of stuff. All right, let me go quickly back to Rory, our first-time call out of Alabama. Rory.
Yes, sir.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say? I didn't want to just hang up on you.
No, sir, that makes sense, because I've been accused of my wife kind of favoring me in the face a little bit, so I guess that makes sense.
Amazing, huh? So what did you think about that caller with Nate and his father?
Oh, man, I feel for him, and I respect your call on that. I've tried to forgive my mother not face-to-face, because if I was able to meet her face-to-face again, there's nothing but chaos between us.
Yeah. Is she dead?
So I... No, she's not dead. She's still alive, but I just hadn't spoken to her in probably 7 years.
Why don't you face her and forgive her?
Every time we get around each other, it's just chaos, sir.
I know, but you become like her, and the way you change it for you, leave her in her hell. And, you know, you can't do anything about her, but if you face her and realize she couldn't help herself, her mother did it to her, and it is evil. But she couldn't help herself. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. And God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness. And then you'll be able to walk away free. And if you never saw her again or talked to her again, it would not impact you in any way at all.
Yes, sir. And that's I had some counseling years ago, and the counselor was explaining to me how my parents, you know, the situation I went through, how it affected me and everything. And when I went back to her and confronted her with what the counselor said, she said that they didn't know what they were talking about.
Well, go and forgive. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong for resenting you. Because God cannot forgive you until you forgive her. And forgiveness means I'm sorry for being angry at you and judging you. Your mother couldn't help herself and can't help herself because her mother did it to her. She hates her mother, and she's yearning for her father as well. But I promise you, you just forgive her for what she's done, you will be free, and your life will change. But you got to forgive your mother so God can forgive you. And that's what it means to honor the parents. It means don't resent them. They could not help themselves. It doesn't mean you got to take care of them. You don't have to talk to them. You don't have to be around them. Just don't resent them. They can help themselves.
I understand. Yeah, my children don't even want to go around her.
Right, because she's evil.
Yes, sir.
But your wife is just like your mother.
I hate to say that because I wasn't a perfect child coming up. You know, I was a boy into stuff constantly. You know how boys are.
But you were just like your mother growing up. You were not yourself.
Yes, sir.
Does your wife obey you?
To a point.
So does she obey you?
To a point.
But if she's not obeying you, she's not obeying you.
I understand that. I mean, I try to let her think for herself and make decisions on her own because I feel like if I do everything for her, I mean, I pretty much married a child. And I didn't marry no child. You know, I married a grown woman.
Yeah, but she's immature.
Yes, sir.
So forgive her. Be honest with her, but don't be angry at her. So that,
yes.
And you have children with her?
Yes, sir. I have a boy and a girl.
Well, have them forgive their mother, too.
Yes, sir.
Because she tell her the mother and tell the mother to forgive her mother, but you can't make her do it. She may love her misery.
Yeah.
Amazing, huh?
Amazing.
Well, go and forgive your mother. Have no expectation whether she admits she's wrong or not. It's on her. And you walk away, you will walk away a free man.
I understand, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
I appreciate it, sir.
All right. Stay with
me. Have a good one.
All right, you too now.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Josh. Been waiting a long time out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I had a comment about what something y'all talked about in church and then wanted to answer the biblical question.
Okay.
So, I realized I got that same thing that Raymond from church has where, you know, those thoughts just somehow constantly keep convincing me that you know, I'm a horrible person and I fall for it. Then I come out of it and realize it. And, you know, I see it's just being unconscious. So, would you say anytime you're multitasking, does that automatically make you unconscious?
There's no such thing as multitasking.
Okay. So like doing two things at once.
But you can only do one thing at a time.
Right. Okay. Right. So
what do you mean by that?
I notice I try my best not to to eat first and then watch TV, you know, not eat and watch TV at the same time. That's because it's like a thrill, right?
When you eat and watching TV like that, you forget to be present.
Right. So I'm unconscious.
Right. But what you can do, though, let's say you're eating and the TV is on, you can watch TV, but look away from it for a minute and just kind of look away so you can come back to present.
Okay.
Most people stare at the TV through the whole time, and they're just totally unconscious. But if you can watch the TV, but, you know, once in a way, just kind of look away from it so you can come back to present, you'll be fine.
Okay. Okay. And then I heard the other guy talk about the chat. I noticed when I'm in the chat, I can't really pay attention to your show. So I'm rarely in the chat during your show. But, like, when I watch Hake or Nick, you know, I'm more in the chat because I'm not really paying attention. That's like a bad habit, right? that's like uncut.
Maybe they don't have anything to say that's that important.
I mean, right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I shouldn't, it is important, you know? It is, but, you know, I think that's what the ego, you know, it's a thrill to make me go unconscious, you know?
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's a trap.
Absolutely.
And then bringing your phone to the toilet with you when you sit on the toilet, you know, it's like a bad habit I try to avoid, but I don't know, little things like that keep the cycle going, and I just you just keep trying and failing and trying and failing.
And so the question about like, that is what?
Is that, I mean, you should definitely try to avoid it, but don't judge yourself when you fail at it.
Absolutely. Just come back to present and have no opinion about it. Just realize you were unconscious. Come back to be aware of your body or something in the present. And then, but don't have an opinion. Don't judge yourself, because when you do that, you're just taking on other false identities that you're going to have to die from. And so just don't have an opinion about it and come back to present.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, man.
And Nick and James' show are very interesting.
Yeah, they are. He had a real interesting show yesterday. And it's like a thrill to be in the chat. But I'm not listening. But I just listened. I wasn't even in Hake's chat yesterday, but I was just listening. It was still a good show, you know?
Yeah.
So
amazing.
I learned a lot.
All right. You have been redeemed.
All right. And I'll answer that biblical question too, man.
Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
I can't answer. I would say I don't know is my final answer, because it's an assumption. Like saying that I believe it seems to be like a speculation or an assumption, and I don't want to speculate or assume anything. So I'll just leave it as I don't know.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you responding to that. Thank you.
All right. No problem, man.
And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right, Josh. Thank you, man.
No problem. No problem. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Julia out of California. Julia, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. Nice to hear you again. Watch your show all the time. Love it. Love it. I'm doing the silent prayer, and I'm staying with it. Staying with it. I want to answer the biblical question.
Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
I believe I am perfect. I believe we all are.
And why do you believe you are perfect?
I believe that's the way we were born. I believe that's the way we were created.
And why perfect. Why do you believe that?
Because I have forgiven my mom and dad, and doing the forgiveness of my parents has led me to the ability to be able to be still and know God.
Okay.
Satan is thoughts. And getting rid of the thoughts has given me a whole new ability to be able to see that everybody has the same ability to do what I'm doing, but they're not doing it because they love their hell.
Okay.
And,
I appreciate it, Julia. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
I'll be listening. One question.
Uh-huh.
My son and I have not been together for 8 months. And he's the one that turned me on to you. He gave me your link and said nothing. So is it just his timing? he has never said he's forgiven me. And he's the one that told me to get rid of the anger prior to giving me your link. So he's known you, been doing the silent prayer, and you got him through some really hard times. And I have heard him say that, you know, he's followed you, but not really. I don't think he does the silent prayer all the time still right now, but he's doing his own thing. We haven't been together in 8 months, so texting is gotten to the point where it doesn't get drawn out. There's no drawn out talking between him and I. And I know better. I know better than to go there and treat him like a mama's boy or anything. He's a man. So when he comes around, it's going to be quiet. It always is. Even prior to me working on myself, we have had like this. I know by his actions not to talk to him, question him on anything about what he's doing, what he wants, what he needs, are you okay, those kinds of things that I used to do. You know how mothers are.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that mother. So we haven't seen each other in 8 months, and I already know not to go there. So it's going to be quiet.
And so your question is what?
What is it that is, what if he never, what if he never, here I go. So he has not forgiven me or said to me that, you know.
And so your question what's your question?
I should do nothing?
Right.
Should I do nothing?
Stay out of his way, leave him alone, and just work on you.
Okay. All right. I'm doing the silent prayer. It's great. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, like you said.
Yep. Stay with it.
Okay. And ignore the thoughts.
Yes. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And
okay.
So that's good. That is amazing that, according to what you've said, he is not working on himself. He's staying away from you. So leave him alone and work on you. You work on yourself.
Okay. All right. We're pretty good about that. We don't get in each other's way.
Nice.
We're really quiet.
Right.
Okay.
On.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have an amazing day. All the guys on the show, have an amazing day. Thank you for all you do.
You're welcome. You stay with us. Stay with her. All right. And all is well.
Thank you. All right. All is well.
Yep.
Have a blessed day.
You too, Julia. Take care now.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
Preppy life forever. We need more white babies. 3 salute emojis.
If ever we needed more white babies, we need them now. Amazing. Thank you.
Big time.
Yep.
Oh, no, it's that guy 09. What the?
What?
Oh, no, it's that guy said with the super chat. What the?
Okay, what the?
Frankie Fu.
Thank you.
Frankie Fu, too. What happened to Earl and the rest?
Earl. Ah! I wish him well. I don't know, but I wish him well.
Yeah, don't know.
Yeah.
Shout out to those guys. Sion bought a coffee. I see everything you say every day, everywhere I look, Jesse. Thank you so much for being so down to earth and helping people. You have such a pure love. Your son should be very proud. I love you, Jesse, forever, and I mean it. Tear emoji and 3 crying streams, rivers emoji.
Amazing. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. I love you, and I love you, and you love me. Amazing. Thank you, Sion, and stay with it. And I'm sure you're not doing this, but just in case, when you see it, what you're seeing and understand it, just don't judge, and you it's just going to get better for you. Amazing. Stay with it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank y'all. Hey, let me ask you a quick question before I go back to the calls here. Jim in Alaska and his wife brought some items to the office to bar.
Indeed.
And what do you call it?
Well, there was smoked salmon.
Yeah.
There were some sausages, jerky, elk jerky, for example.
That was so good.
Mm-hmm. My mouth is watering right now.
It was delicious.
And there's like hot sauce, like hot honey.
Jim, I got to say thanks for everything, first of all. But that hot sauce you brought, oh, Lord. I like that. What's the name of that hot sauce? I like the Mexican stuff.
It's not Mexican. Oh. It's a
Sriracha?
Yeah, Sriracha sauce.
What?
Sriracha sauce.
I really like Sriracha sauce. But, Jim, that sauce that you brought this time to go with all that, that sauce was delicious because not only was it tasty, it is so hot. The moment you start eating, you just start sweating, your nose start running.
I was tearing up.
Your eyes running. It is hot as the nighty going north. What's the name of that lady that the black people said was freeing the slave underground?
Harriet Tubman.
It is hotter than Harriet Tubman freeing the blacks from the south or whatever she was doing. But, Jim, thank you, man. Everything is amazing. But that hot sauce is good. I don't know if I ever tasted a hot sauce that hot. But yet I can't help but eat it. What the? I must be Mexican. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Shout amazing. Out. Yes. That's I second it. That. I second that motion.
Yeah. And all everybody around the office love it. They're eating it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing. Thank you, Jim. Any more sound bites?
No, that's all.
Oh, thank you all. I appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Trent, a first-time caller out of Canada. Trent, you are on the air.
Hi, JLP.
Hey, Trent.
It's so nice to talk to you, actually.
Amazing.
It is amazing. I was just curious about what your thoughts about Trump and all this ICE stuff is happening. I know this isn't a topic that you would like to talk about.
No, I don't mind talking about that. Trump, we are blessed as America, Americans, and the whole world is blessed that Trump is running things right now. It's amazing. And he's doing all the right things. And it's amazing.
Now, my real question is, actually, how does one filter through life without giving grievances?
That's a very good question. Can you hold for me?
Yes.
Let me take a break. I'll be right back. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. We'll be right back.
some serious mess going on in this here old world, including that storm that's coming in. Watch out for that thing. This is the end of hour two already of Bible Thumper Thursday, the 22nd of January, A.D. 2026. And you can call in. There is one line open right now, 888-775-3773. If you don't get through, just keep trying. Maybe ride over again or every so often, all right? It is Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. That's my show, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Then American Anchor Baby, 11 to 1 Pacific Time. That's 1 to 3 East Central, 2 to 5 Eastern. Yes, nice. And yesterday we had Punchy TV. I'm wearing the Punchy.TV or Punchy TV t-shirt. You can go to Punchy.TV to watch all of the live streams, okay? And we also like to stream the premiere of The Fallen State, which happens tomorrow between Hake and Anchor Baby, all right? Anchor Baby is live right after The Fallen State on Fridays. Sweet. That major winter storm with severe conditions that could stretch over 1,500 miles from the plains across the south into the northeast, with widespread travel disruptions possible at airports and roads. Long-lasting power outages also possible, particularly from ice in the south. Snow and ice will begin developing over the central and southern plains Friday, intensifying and spreading Saturday, according to Commie Nonsense Network, from Oklahoma and northern Texas to North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland, continuing through Sunday in parts of the mid-Atlantic and the northeast. And I thought I heard that it may even rain today. Maybe right now, and maybe again at like 11. Crazy. Here in L.A. Not that it's, I mean, it's cool out. It's below 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Jack Smith, former special counsel Jack Smith, the triathlete. He brought two criminal indictments against our greatest president, Trump, that have since, of course, been dropped because they were ridiculous. He is set to testify publicly today if he hasn't already started. Jack Smith scheduled to appear before the House Judiciary Committee in what's expected to be a contentious hearing, as Trump has repeatedly called for him to be prosecuted criminally. Jack Smith's so-called legal team said Wednesday that he is, quote, not afraid, unquote, of the president and is prepared for grandstanding by members of Congress. And lawmakers have previously grilled Jack Smith over his criminal investigations into our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's supposed mishandling of classified documents and the president's role in trying to overturn the 2020 election, which was a mess, you know. This time the cameras will be on. CNN will be playing it, as will others, I'm sure. Drama. About 10 a.m. Eastern time. So I guess that was already started an hour ago. Who cares? Uvalde officer trial. A jury has acquitted the former school district police officer of child endangerment or abandonment charges based on accusations he failed to act at that Robb Elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Remember that guy sheltered in place or whatever? Former officer Adrian Gonzalez was the first member of law enforcement to arrive at that school where the school shooting happened. More than a minute before, a gunman entered the building and shot and killed 19 children and two teachers. In May of 2022, prosecutors argued that Adrian Gonzalez failed to follow his active shooter training and did nothing to stop the gunman, or gun male, not a man, in the early moments of the shooting. Eventually, hundreds of officers responded, but it took 77 minutes. That's, 60 minutes in an hour. That's over an hour and 17 minutes, I think, if my math is correct, for them to confront and kill that shooter. Wow, what a mess. Terrible. But he got off. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? What do you believe? Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside myself. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and got a podcast to show, you can podcast, but you can still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, the last hour of the show today. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready? Are you
ready? Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Whoever, we needed you, Lord. We need you now. Y'all better be glad that the great white hope, Donald Trump, is ruling the world. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king. And they celebrate the king around the world. He even went to Davos, or whatever you call it. Is that where he's located right now?
Davos?
Davos. And they had a sign in the sky that called him king. Some people call him daddy, but I call him the great white hope. And if you notice, he is doing some amazing work, a work around the world, not just for home, but around the world. But he put home first. See, they said no king. They call him king, even over there in Davenport, wherever he is, Germany. Is he in Germany?
In Europe? Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Davos is in Switzerland.
They
the Swiss Alps.
They call him a king in Switzerland. Amazing. I counsel with people in Switzerland. Amazing. And he doesn't give up. He doesn't care what you call him or what you think about him. You know, Christ said, greater works shall you do than what I've done. Donald Trump is doing greater work. So be grateful. Don't turn against him. Even if the children of the lie are trying to get you to turn against him, don't do it, because they hate the truth. And they pretend to love the illegals. If they don't love their own American citizens, you know how much they hate the illegals. It's all a lie. All right? I was talking to somebody from Canada. Who was I talking to? Remember?
They're gone.
Who was it?
I don't remember.
Oh, man. I forgot who I was talking to from Canada. And he had a question about emotions or something. Let me go to Samantha, a first-time caller. I forgot who I was talking to. What the? He black. Let me go to Samantha, a first-time caller out of North Carolina. Samantha, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Samantha.
Excuse me. So my question is, a child, I'm a first-time mom. So, and I worked in child care for 15 years before my child. So, of course, I'm like totally clueless having a child. And it was only because of God I had this child, because I have health issues. And my question to you is, my child, yesterday, out of nowhere, comes over to me and randomly just starts singing a song. I had no idea where the song came from. I looked it over, and I was like, where did that song come from? She said, oh, Jesus told me about it. I was like, really? I was like, well, where did you guys hear it? And then she goes into the detail, though. I was like, but what else did you guys learn? So Jesus told me where, though. I said, you were supposed to be in your bed. I was like, you're supposed to be sleeping. So my question is, with a child, yes, I know Jesus made children. With a child, where do you have to draw the limit?
How old is it, a boy or a girl?
I'm a girl. She's 3.
And how old are you?
36, sorry.
Oh, okay.
This is my voice.
So the child all of a sudden starts singing the song, and the child said the song came from Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's fine. Let her believe that. Because children are closer to the truth than adults mm-hmm. are. And so don't try to make her doubt it or anything, and let her be, she'll be fine.
I mean, I would never tell her not to believe.
Yeah. So that's, when she says that, as you get older, that will start to change. But for now, if she say that Jesus told her that song, it's amazing. And let her be aware of that, and she'll be fine.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. You guys stay good.
I'm sorry?
I said, you guys stay good.
Yeah, and you too. Thanks for your call.
All right, have a good one.
All right now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amazing. So I was talking to Trent from Canada. He wanted to go through life grievances. But Trent, I don't know why if your phone dropped or what happened. You can feel free to call back. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy Bible Thumper, and thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Amazing.
Yeah, so I'm sorry if I missed it yesterday, but can you, the Michelle Obama clip that you played yesterday,
yeah,
relating to clothing and purchasing clothing from Black-owned retailers, can you let me know if you were aligned with that or if you disagreed?
Let me reflect now. She was in some interview and she was saying something like, I don't remember exactly what she said about, Oh, I don't know exactly what she said, but I know the point is that in America and anywhere in the world, you should want the best service from whomever is giving it, whether they're black or white. But Michelle appears to be really, really lost in her emotions, because the point I wanted to make about was that she's still encouraging racism in America, which doesn't exist, and she still appears to be a very unhappy person, even though she was the so-called first lady of the country at one time. You would think now she would be encouraging all people, but instead, she appears to be very lost and unhappy.
Yeah, and I kind of, like, that's where I guess I'm a little torn at, because, you know, I agree that we shouldn't be shopping at certain retailers just because, you know, they're black and we're black. So it just be who's providing the best service.
Yes.
But I also think that, like, you know, I think that that's what black people need. Like, you know, even you look at other communities, whether it be, you know, Chinese people buy from Chinese and Indian people buy from Indian people, and all other communities buy from their own, because they understand the importance of building up an infrastructure in America, and that's needed. And
that's not why they do it. They do it because they're getting the best service from there. They're not thinking about building up an infrastructure at all. And black people know that when you go into a black business or something like that, they're going to give you attitude. Most of the time, the quality of their items are not up to par. But they just, blacks, except for the few that have started to work on themselves, black don't tend to give good service. And other black people know that, and that's why they don't want to be bothered with them. It's the attitude.
Well, I mean,
thing.
I think you could say that for any, like, new business. That's just how people act. Like, it's not necessarily
It's been known for a long time about the blacks.
So I just want to say that
that's
when
why
you have,
a lot
like,
of black people
businesses?
Don't even start. That's why a lot of black people don't even start businesses in black areas, because they know it's not going to work because of the attitude.
Well, I mean, that's the customer rather than the person that's starting the business. But any new business, like, that's how they act. And,
no,
you know, they do
any new
infrastructure
business doesn't
reason.
Act. You
like
can
even,
walk into a Chinese business or white person business or something. You don't get that kind of attitude.
I don't know which ones you're walking into. When I walk into them, they still have those attitudes. They don't want to start, even if you're being as nice as possible. But, again, they are starting it for infrastructure. And that's why their communities are so strong. That's why they're able to come over here and have, you know, Chinatown, Indiatown, Little Korea.
But that's
they're
not
able
true,
to do
though.
That because they're supporting
they're not,
their own.
They're coming
so how
with
else
better,
do they do it? They're not supporting their own businesses.
They come with a better attitude. If black people's attitude wasn't so bad, other black people would be happy to go into their stores and purchase something or at least
well, you
check
just keep
them
on
out.
Talking about attitude.
But
it's more than attitude.
Black people don't
it's
even
more,
like each other attitude.
But it's, you keep on talking about attitude. I'm talking about business. And you keep, okay,
but I'm talking
attitude
about
that,
attitude.
I'm not disagreeing
I'm talking
with you
about
on that.
Attitude.
I do understand that black people
I'm
do have
I'm talking about
bad,
attitude in
sometimes,
business.
But it's not all the time.
So what now?
Jesse, I do I'm agreeing with you that black people have bad attitudes. So a lot of times, I'm agreeing with you. But also, you say that, you know, when you were growing up, black people, they had businesses, you know, they
right.
Oh man, they did all these things.
Yeah.
If we don't do it now, we're automatically just going to discount it because they may have an attitude, then you're kind of just going against what you're preaching.
What do you mean?
I just told you, Jesse, if we don't, you say that black people need to start businesses like when you were growing up, when boys were boys and men were men. If black people are starting businesses, we shouldn't support them because they may have an attitude?
Right. Not that
so
they
you
may
don't think
have one. No. Not that they may
but
have one, but if you
start
walk into, then. Not that they may have one, Jerome, but if you walk into a business and the owner of the business and the people who work for the business has a nasty attitude, you're not going back there. And you tend to find that in black businesses more so than any other businesses.
But obviously, if they have bad service, you shouldn't. But you should still try to support black business or...
No. Why?
I don't think... So do you think that black people should start businesses or no?
If they want to, absolutely.
No, but no, not about want to. I'm talking about your comments that black people used to start businesses and we need to do that now. And that's, it's not about racism. It's not about anything else, but it's about us and the actions that we can take. I want to know from you, should they start businesses? Because I think that you and Michelle Obama would agree on that.
If they don't want to, they shouldn't. But if they want to, they should. Because if they do it just because they're black, it's not going to work.
I'm not sure if you're willing. I'm trying to come to an understanding.
Right. I hear that. Go ahead.
But what I'm saying to you is not about if they want to. I'm asking you, what do you think, should they start businesses? Because I've been listening to you for years now. You say black people, you know, start your own businesses. Don't go up into white folks trying to change things and trying to change their business.
Right.
Make your own like we used to in the good old days. But now it's, oh, black people's business. And I mean, Michelle Obama is supporting black business, but you're not, but you claim to.
But Michelle Obama gave the impression that white people are somehow bad. And because of that, because she pretends to think that they're racist and all that, so she want black people to start business for the wrong reason.
But she didn't say that.
Black people should start businesses because they, if they want to, run a business and make sure their service is for all who will receive it.
But Michelle Obama didn't say that yesterday. You added that in. She just said support black business.
No,
she didn't say white people are racist and
exactly
don't support white businesses
she,
if you don't want to.
I don't remember exactly how she put it, but I know that the way she said it implies, because I don't remember. Can we play
but
that?
But she didn't imply
that. Hold on a minute, Jerome. Let me play it so I can remember. This is from Big Mama Michelle from...
I think I can.
Oh, you may not be able to play it.
Let me see here. Let me unmute this.
Michelle is a very unhappy, inwardly unhappy female.
Yeah, you can't hear
this. You don't know that.
Okay,
just...
we're not able to play it, Jerome. But
Derek might have the clip.
But it's not that important.
Okay, gotcha.
And the point is, if someone, a black person, wants to start a business, they should do it because they want to, not because they are black, and not to just cater to black customers or anything. They should offer a service that anyone who wants it will come in and buy a purchase
again,
or whatever.
You're
and then they
her
should
words
give,
again,
they should give
the
they should give the customer the best service, the best attitude that you can give, whereas blacks tend not to do that. And that's why most black people who start businesses, they do it not in a black community. They go to another community, whether it's white or Japanese or somewhere, because they run a risk of not only their merchandise being stolen, but they got to fight with the customers, and the customers got to fight with them. They don't have good attitudes. So it's not about racism, is about the person's attitude. Here is what Michelle has to say.
I can't hear you. I think your producers are playing the clip in the background.
Hold on a minute.
You know, apologies. I didn't know I was doing that, but I do have the audio for this.
Okay.
And here we go.
If I hear of someone whose fashion that I like and I know that they're a person of color, I try to make it a point. But the clothes have to be available. You know, I think we can all do some work to think about that balance in our wardrobes. You know, what does our closet look like and who's in it?
Mm-hmm.
Who are we supporting in it?
Right.
You know, and I think if you have the money to buy Chanel,
mm-hmm.
then you have the money to buy everybody.
Right.
Nice. And so let us be mindful, I think would be my advice.
Yeah.
If I...
See, that's evil. Did you hear that, Jerome?
Yeah, so that just supported
that's
everything
evil.
That I just said. She didn't bring up white people at all. She said if you can support Chanel, support every... She didn't even bring up the first part.
She said that if it's a black business, she's going to make a point of going to the black business, something like that. And because she want to support black business, and that we should keep that in mind. That's evil. You want to go to the best place to get the best service. You should not be promoting a black business or a white business or any business. Michelle is evil for doing that. Don't you agree to that?
But she didn't say, I'm going into the black business.
She said she's going to make her point, but you must have the
merchandise. No, she didn't say that I'm going into the black
business. I don't want to argue with you. Let me play this way. Goodbye, Jerome. Jerome doesn't want to argue. This is from Newsweek, and then I get back to your calls and super chats. I don't want to feel that argument with Jerome. Laying your weapons down. No more arguing. Newsweek. I don't know what this means exactly. And so that's why I want to play it and get your feedback on it, back on it as well. According to Newsweek, Israeli historian warned that religion will be taken over while speaking. He warned this while speaking at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Watch this from our ex.
AI already thinks better than many of us. Therefore, anything made of words will be taken over by AI. If laws are made of words, then AI will take over the legal system. If books are just combinations of words, then AI will take over books. If religion is built from words, then AI will take over religion. This is particularly true of religions based on books, like Islam, Christianity, or Judaism. Humans have authority in Judaism not because of our experiences, but only because we learn words in books. Now, no human can read and remember all the words in all the Jewish books, but AI can easily do that. What happens to a religion of the book when the greatest expert on the holy book is an AI?
I don't understand that. And that's why hate is here to help me understand it. Some people say there's a higher rise of AI-powered religious apps. This is from today. A variety of a new faith app powered by artificial intelligence will are offering spiritual experiences to users, including a text with Jesus app. Watch this from today.
Right next to your shopping, betting, and news apps, you can now click on a variety of new faith apps that offer spiritual experiences powered by artificial intelligence. There is a Bible AI to explore and converse about the good book. On your desktop, Episcopat answers questions about the Episcopal Church. And yes, there's even text with Jesus.
I can text questions to Jesus, and he responds.
Promising a deeper connection with the Bible's most iconic figures, including Satan, although he's only available to premium users. I wanted to text with Jesus. Dear God. Exactly.
I'm going to ask Jesus why bad things happen to good people.
It uses your name if you want.
And my heart aches with yours when you see pain.
And cites Bible verses in the answers.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
A bad thing don't happen to good people. What the? You're the AI lying to you. Some believe that the AI faith app are a bad thing. Watch this from today.
Some believe this is a bad thing.
It is a slippery slope when you're running to these AI chats more than you're consulting with the Lord.
Religious researcher Robert P. Jones has doubts.
And the challenge, of course, is that we have no idea what's under the hood there, what's really creating the reality that then they present.
Amazing. So, Hake, AI is just a computer that somebody is sitting on the other end putting information into, right?
No.
Well, AI can't get its own information.
Yeah, it can.
Oh.
It can search the internet.
But somebody had to make AI go search the internet.
Somebody made it. Somebody set the wheels in motion, then AI can go on its own and grow.
Computers can't just go and search on its own. Someone is telling it to do that, right? I mean,
somebody told it to do it.
Right. So it's not like some intelligence. Like AI, the machine, is intelligent. And it go to do and it do
no,
what,
AI is
it does whatever it want to do.
AI is more intellectual than intelligent. AI is like a person. You know, people are like robots. That's how AI is.
But AI made by a person, though. AI doesn't make itself.
No, but it does build and grow. And
AI
learn.
Is the mind of some human beings, right?
It's a mind of all the human beings who have ever been on the internet.
Right, so it's not doing its own thing.
Right.
So why people think taking AI so seriously?
Because AI can know a lot about of stuff.
It doesn't know any more than somebody tell it.
Then everybody tells it.
Right, so it doesn't know any more than what people are saying.
Right.
It's like somebody being in chat and just saying stuff.
Although it can surmise and figure out stuff faster than people can.
No.
Yes. In terms of, like, finding a cure for cancer, maybe, or...
AI never found a cure for cancer. Cancer still exists.
I know, but it figures out stuff faster than we do.
No,
in
it
terms
doesn't.
Of math.
Uh-uh.
Yes, huh?
No.
Yes.
No.
100%.
No.
I'm not going to argue.
Lay your weapon down. Nick, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
A little bit.
I'm trying to be all that I can be. How am I wrong?
It's not that you're wrong, just looking at it wrong. You know, we're thinking of AI as, well, does it have information or not? Is it thinking or not? But
AI
is simply answering
own.
One question, which is...
AI is not thinking on its own, and it doesn't. It only operate from
But it doesn't have to. The point is, it's simply answering one question. You can summarize it like this. Given everything so far, what word... would most likely come next after this question. It's a pattern. It's like a pattern recognizing system.
But somebody set it up to respond in that way.
That's too crude of a summary. Not exactly.
What that means?
It's not
crude.
Doing anything like that.
Meaning that's you're oversimplifying what it.
But
does.
That's all happening. It's not a machine cannot operate on its own unless somebody the operator how to operate.
You're not entirely wrong, but you're saying like for example you say someone is giving it that information, but it's more accurate to say that it's drawing from a very large bank of
people.
Information,
right?
Not just like one person.
Right,
but like the vast bank of information.
So I rest my case then.
Right. It's just
so AI is just a machine getting information from a bunch of people. Right.
I think that's fair.
Okay,
yeah.
Then. Is that fair, Hank?
Mm-hmm.
So why y'all make AI a big deal then?
Because it's handy.
It's convenience. AI is not a big deal. It's just convenient for lazy people.
Yes. And for non-lazy people.
What do you mean?
Because people can use AI as a tool. Very productive non-lazy people can use AI as a tool to get some stuff done faster that's
so
like
for
monkey
lazy,
you're saying that as if the people who haven't created and invented stuff is because they wanted to work less, kind of, like work smarter.
No, they made it so they could make money.
Genius.
The treasure chest is now open on DLive and scratched off on pews.net. AI is just reading back to you about the Bible based on what other people said.
Right.
Just like a person up telling you about the Bible, no different. I'll be right back to your phone calls and super chats. Guiding your way, helping you through in shadows and gloom. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Welcome back. 888-7753-773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And after the Hake Report from 9 to 11, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report until 1 p.m. And check out Punchy TV, brand new episode, Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, dot TV. Punchy TV, no S, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV. Brand new episode there. Check it out. And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a brand new episode of the Fallen State dot TV. A fun conversation, but interesting. Conversation with the ShamWow guy. I never imagined one day I would be. I used to see his commercials all the time. And it was interesting to discuss with the ShamWow guy. Vince Other Offers. I always want to say others. Offers. Entrepreneur, CEO, and pop culture icon. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I have with me the ShamWow guy.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow.
All the algorithms need to be transparent and say, oh, this guy's talking about trans. Oh, let's suppress him. I'm like, okay, this is like discrimination. This is like a black guy in the 1940s going in the back of the bus. What's going on here? Nazism, communism, they use the same playbook. If you don't follow them, okay, now canceled. I feel like I'm in a therapist session here. This a therapy? You get both. You get podcast and therapy.
What? Yeah. You're going to like the ShamWow guy. You can support the Fallen State there right there on the YouTube channel and jesseleepeterson.locals.com, all right? I do appreciate it. And thank you all for your super chats and all of your donations to the organization and everything, helping us to help others. I do appreciate it. The Great White Hope went over. Remember I told you that I would encourage you to be grateful for the Great White Hope. For the first time in a long time, we had a president who worked for us and not against us. And he is not backing down. Well, I won't back down. I won't be pushed around. And I keep this word from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. He's not backing down. You can attack ICE. You can call him daddy one day and hate him the next day. You can lie on him and tell the truth. He's not backing down. What manner of man is this? So the Great White Hope went before world leaders and requested immediate negotiation with Greenland. This is from WHS 11. At 4 a.m. on yesterday, They're not telling you the time. We're telling you the time. But they're saying the president threatened NATO allies with turf if they do not back his Greenland plan. Watch this from WJZ and KENS5.
At the World Economic Forum, President Trump is making his case in person for why he believes the U.S. should have Greenland. The president is threatening new tariffs on European allies if they don't back his plans.
President Trump took the stage in Davos with his push to acquire Greenland looming over the international conference.
It's the United States alone that can protect this giant mass of land, this giant piece of ice, develop it and improve it.
During his address, he didn't hold back, saying the island is critical for U.S. national security, adding he wants immediate negotiations.
This would not be a threat to NATO. This would greatly enhance the security of the entire alliance.
The president said for the first time he would not use force.
I don't have to use force. I don't want to use force. I won't use force.
But he also issued this warning.
You can say yes, and we will be very appreciative. Or you can say no, and we will remember.
I rest my case. What manner of man is this? The Great White Hope. USA Today, at 6 p.m. yesterday, they don't say 6 p.m. This is, we want you to know what time it happened. According to USA Today, President Donald Trump said he's holding off on imposed tariffs. He threatened he threatened on 8 European nations after securing the framework of future deals with NATO involving Greenland and the entire Arctic region. Watch this from KENS5. Oh, there's nothing to watch? Oh, KENS5. President Trump is expected to have a number of meetings with European leaders who've been standing with Denmark in opposition to his Greenland plan. You better be thanking God for Trump. Am I talking into it now? You better be thanking God for Trump and be amazed. Let me see what he has to say today.
Most dishonest human beings on earth.
Amazing. So instead of fighting because you want to get back in power, and then the other people listen to the stupid Democrats and the media who want to get back in power, not understanding that this man is on your side, you better be grateful, because if the devil ever get back in charge again, you don't have a chance. It's over. It's like working on yourself and then giving up working on yourself and going back into the darkness of your hell. It's double trouble when you go back. Same thing that would happen to America and the world if the Democrats ever take over again. Jaden is out of California. Jaden, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Jaden.
Is there too much noise? I'm downtown right now. Or is it good?
No, you're fine.
Okay. My question is just that you said, you know, earlier that you got to go through hell to get to heaven, right?
Yes.
So you got to, you know, let the ego die and suffer. And then you also say, and I agree with these things, by the way, I'm not just, but you also say that, you know, you're suffering because you're lost. And you're boohoo, you're crying at night, right? Because you're lost. So how do you know if you're suffering because you're lost, or if you're suffering because you're on the right path and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing? You're letting the ego die.
But there is no suffering if you're on the right path. You would not suffer, and you would see that you're not suffering if you were walking in the light.
Then what's the hell that you have to go through?
The false self, the ego, the false thoughts and the false feelings and the false identities and things like that.
You have to go through those?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Meaning that you have to, those things must die in you. You have to let them go.
But how do you go through them?
By being aware of them and doing nothing about it at all. Don't call it you, but just be aware of it. And when you're aware of it, conscious of it, the real you is set apart from it because you're not identified with it. You are aware that it's happening in your mind and your body, but you know you're not your mind, you're not your body, you're not the emotion. And so you just let it be aware of it, and it will be taken away from you. Those demons will have to depart from you because they are demons.
So, okay. So what is keeping it from departing already? Why isn't it already gone?
You identify with it. You think it's you. And so by you being one with it, and it is one with you, you won't let it go. That's the only reason it's not gone already.
So if I stopped identifying with it, I wouldn't have to, it wouldn't be like a battle. So it should be gone?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Memphis and talk to... hold on here. Zach out of Memphis. Zach, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Zach.
Hi. Hi. All right. Is all well this morning?
Right on. All is well all the time.
All right. All right.
In reality, Zach, with you, with every human being on the planet, all is well, but they just don't know it.
I know. I know that's true.
Yeah.
I know that's true. They have to bypass a lot. They have to deal with a lot on their own. That's not their fault.
When you say they have to deal with a lot, what do you mean?
Well, I believe that they're not
Hello? Zach faded away. Let me put him on hold and dare to find out what's going on. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse? Everybody in there, mom, will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother. What's going on there, brother Jesse?
All this well.
You know, I got a biblical question. Since today with the Democratic Party, I was going to ask, I also would like to attack the biblical question as well.
So what now?
I said I'd like to ask the biblical question. And I got a question for you too, Jesse.
Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
I believe we are imperfect.
How about you believe you are perfect?
Oh, me? Okay, not you talking about. Okay, me.
Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
I believe I am perfect.
And why do you believe you are perfect?
Because Christ wants us to love like him. And I do have strong love for people. And that's what Christ wants to be like when it's God to be ye perfect like Christ. And Christ was perfect in love. I don't believe we can go. I don't think even our best day, because it don't take much for us at all to get sidetracked, even for a minute, then get back on track.
But how can you do that if you're perfect?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying, perfect in love. You know, and loving your fellow man, that's what I'm saying, Jesse. But as far as I'm concerned, as being perfect and not making any mistakes, I don't believe. I think I'm imperfect in that, if you will.
So
you understand what I'm saying?
Not quite. So because of time, let me ask again. Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
I am imperfect. In that case, I'm going to go with that. I am imperfect.
So you're changing your mind?
No, I'm saying imperfect as far as sinning, you know, even ungodly thoughts, all that nature. You know, we still got to battle that and, you know, and still be obedient. But,
So do you believe because of time, do you believe you're perfect or imperfect?
I would say imperfect. Now I'm looking at it now. I believe we are imperfect.
No, not we, you.
I am imperfect. I'm going to say that.
And why do you say you are imperfect?
Well, you know, like I said, dealing with sometimes with the negative emotions that may come across, you know, like you may want to, like, not pray, you know, you may get sidetracked, you don't feel like praying, get slothful.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying, Jesse?
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question that I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this one, man. This one is a tough one, though. But the Bible says, be ye perfect like your Father in heaven is perfect, but I just truly believe too, like, we can be perfect in love, but as far as having a sinless life, I think we're imperfect in that area.
Are you saying an imperfect person can have love?
Yes.
How can
an imperfect you don't have anger though?
How can imperfect person have love?
You know, if you don't have anger, Jesse, you can love.
But how can an imperfect person not have anger and have love?
You know, I think you can. I think you can be.
But how?
You know, the key to it, you know, Jesse, you know what causes us to mess up? Our anger.
But how can an imperfect person have love?
As long as he don't have anger.
But how can an imperfect person not have anger?
So I guess, you know, Jesse, I don't know that question. So you're trying to say, are you saying if you're not perfect, that means you can't love?
No, I'm just asking the question because you're responding to biblical question.
Right. That's I say we are imperfect until we come into Christ.
Okay. I'll put my two cents on the sun. You had another quick question for me because of time.
Yeah. You know, today you see a lot of kids don't believe in God. They come up with either they are atheists, evolutionists, or either they've got a new one now, agnostic. You ever heard of an agnostic one?
Yes.
Think even that. And I guess, too, do you think we failing as believers to convince the young that Christ, that God exists?
No, the reason that the young people don't believe in God because the parents don't either. Even the parents who say they believe in God don't believe in God, and the children see that, and so they're rejecting God as well because the one that says they believe in God don't believe in God. They believe about God, but they don't believe in him. And the kids can see that. And they're like, well, if that's what it is to be believing God, I don't want that. That's not it.
So you think you think we as believers are not living for Christ enough for they can see the fruit of Christ?
The person that believes in God does not believe in him at all. And the kids see it.
So
the kids see it, and they don't want that.
Oh, so basically you're saying the kids see us as hypocrites, to be honest.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Because a lot of times, all you get is that, you know how you play that clip with Rob Parson, all that hollering and hooping?
Yeah.
That's all they hear.
Read the Bible to them. They know the parents that read the Bible is a hypocrite, that parent don't believe in God either.
Yeah. I definitely can roll with that, man, because then again, that goes back to the question, how so many Christians vote for the Democratic Party? Yeah. That's mind-boggling to me.
Even those Christians that don't vote for the Democratic Party, they don't believe in God.
Yeah.
They vote for the Republicans. They don't believe in God.
Oh, so you don't think the Republican Party is close to God either?
No, not at all.
Yeah, they have changed. It's like now, yeah. Even when now you know they swore in our governor now up here in Virginia.
Yeah, and what a mess. Wait, I got to run because of time.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, just, yeah. Now they complain about the high taxes you're going to raise, and yeah. She told them she was going to raise their taxes, and then now they're complaining. I hope she raised their taxes so high, man, they can't even buy the toothpaste. Yes, sir. All right, just love you, man. Be blessed.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on YouTube, 1017 Pow Pow Paula. Jesse taught me how to be a woman. Amazing.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Old black man emoji, brown heart.
Right on.
Thank you. Popcorn's thump keg bought a coffee. Jesse, earlier in the show today, you said the people are deceiving you when they say, confess Jesus is your Lord and Savior and believe that he died from the cross and rose again and you shall be saved. They're lying about that.
Yes.
That is what Paul said in Romans 10:9. My question for you, are you saying Paul was lying about that?
That's never what Jesus said. And that's why it doesn't work, because Paul said it. That doesn't mean it's true. Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow, love me, pick up your cross and follow me, and you shall be saved. Amazing. Thank you.
Who is the they who are lying?
That person right there.
Nice.
Who is it?
Popcorn.
Popcorn Daddy.
Oh.
What's his name?
Popcorn's Thump Keg.
Popcorn Thump Keg.
Yeah, Popcorn was a man who made moonshine back in the day.
Oh, okay. Right on. No, that's not what Jesus said. That's what Paul said. And that's why it's not working.
And he was asking who was lying.
Oh, yeah, Paul.
Dang.
At least based on the way the Bible writes it, may not be what Paul said exactly. So, but Jesus said to follow him and you shall be saved. Amazing. Thank you.
Julia on Cash App, first donation. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Very nice.
Thanks for helping us to help others.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble, shout out to Mikey for letting us know the bad orange man is bad. Amazing. What does the orange man have to say today?
Well, let me check. I'm glad you ask.
I don't frankly have time for total political correctness, and this country doesn't have time either.
Amazing. Right on. The great white hope. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet, with that rumble rant.
Yeah.
Walking Roscoe can't spell Antichrist without A and I.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Brian R., Jesse, what are your thoughts on Alpha Jesus crying about the death of Lazarus before raising him from the dead? Was he just watching the thoughts and letting them go?
Jesus did not cry over it. Believe me. Amazing. Thank you.
Chuckin' and Jivin' TV, thank you for your super chat.
Chuckin' and Jivin', thank you.
That I shall not repeat. For the sake of the channel and the sake of decency. But thank you anyway.
Thank you.
Games for Rec and Bill West and Kid Combo 1.0 and the rest of the supporters over there on the DLive crew. Thank you kindly.
Amazing. Very nice. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now, including a shout out to all you supporters on Rumble and YouTube.
Amazing. Thank you all. I really appreciate it. William out of California. Quick, William. I'm sorry. We are at the end of the show. William. William.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, quick question about that AI statement.
Yeah.
You said that AI would be just like humans, gathering all the information. But what about the fact that the AI would not have an ego? I.e., pride. So wouldn't that be a little bit of an advantage over a human person thinking he knows?
No, because AI is just a machine. It doesn't have a life.
No, but it would have no ego. And so it wouldn't have to try to prove something. It would just take the information and just fairly and hopefully rightly discern it.
But it can only put out what is being put into it. And so the human beings are putting into their ego. And so that's what AI is going to give back to the world, human beings' ego.
No, the AI itself doesn't have an ego, does it?
Because it doesn't have a life at all. It's only give back the ego of the people that put in their ego into
it. I like that, JLP, because I don't know if you remember when I was younger in seventh grade. I'm 60. We were learning how to program computers, and it all started with if-then statements.
Yeah.
And, of course, that was back in 1977.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on now with the algorithm. So, interesting. Thanks, JLP. I've been listening to you for a while now. You probably don't remember me, but I remember you.
I'm glad that I got a chance to get to your question before time. Thank you, William. I got to run. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Shout out to Rick. Be blessed.
Be blessed. Thank you. Super chat.
Super chat.
Keith, not very pithy, but says talking about an AI with three coffees. I use it when I need physical information. Draws info the way a human would, but has access to all the info of the internet in a second. As a mechanic, instead of searching forums for common issues, symptoms I'm facing, I ask AI and it finds all the info. Used to take me hours to find, just 5 seconds, he says. Used to write invoices, find estimated repair times. I didn't know how to give quotes, et cetera. Very handy in my business. Don't see it as something serious like the fear mongers put out.
Amazing, but it's going to make you lazy and impatient because you're going to get it so fast. Now when information comes slowly, you're going to go off on it. It's really building your ego and causing you to become impatient. And anyone that doesn't have patience has no love. So I would be careful with that, but thank you very much.
That's all for now, I believe. Thanks.
Thank you all. I'm so out of time. The Hate Report is coming now, and then the American Anchor Baby, and then tomorrow, the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Open Line Friday and the fallenstate.tv. Thank you all. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.